Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let me go over this again now. Somebody says, well, I think the church ought to do something for them. There's three things. The first two I've already covered. I think the church ought to do something for them. What's the first one? Where's their family? Right? We want to know that first. Secondly, what? Are you working? Why aren't you working? Are you willing to work? Important. And then thirdly, something you need to understand, you say, well, I think the church ought to do something. You need to realize you are the church. Huh? You are the church. So many times, you know, I've had people come to try to tell me something. Like, you know, I think y'all ought to do this. And while they're talking, I'm realizing God is dealing with them to do this. And they want me to do it. Well, God's really been dealing with me. And I just feel led that you should. No. Can you take care of it? Are you supposed to take care of it? And I thank God that has been happening in this church. Amen. And it pleases me. And I believe it pleases the Lord. Amen. You heard Phyllis has read these testimonies. Testimony after testimony. God dealt with you. And you didn't call anybody. You just got in your pocket. And took care of it. And you'll get the blessing. Amen. On you. Your family. Thanks be unto God forever. Hallelujah. Well, this is a little different message this morning, isn't it? Is it the Bible? Can you see it in the Word? Well, then we ought to live by the Word. Live by the Word. Oh, boy. Some people didn't really want to hear this morning. They were hoping that we would be easy marks. I've had people, you know, come by before, and people call me and say, well, you know, you've got money. You know, so you're supposed to do something. You got it and I don't, so you're supposed to help me. Said who? This kind of thing, you owe me something? Because you have something? Absolutely ignorance. And distortion. No. Everything I have, everything this church has, everything this ministry has, everything you have, God gave to us. Every good thing. We are stewards of these resources. We are to spend them and distribute them, not just as somebody walks up and tells us to do. We're to do it as He directs. Right? He's already directed us very specifically in these passages. And the leading of the Holy Spirit's going to be in line with these things. So we're compassionate. But we're not ignorant. We're compassionate. We care. We're led. But we're not easily duped. Right? Go with me, if you would, in closing, to the book of Acts, the 4th chapter, and then 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter. Acts 4 and 2 Corinthians 8. Thank you, Lord. Acts 4 and 34. These are the beginning days of the church. Are we a part of the same church?
Yes.
So what's true for them, is it true for us?
Yes.
What they did, are we to do?
Yes.
Yes. Book of Acts, New Testament church. Acts 4:34. Neither was there any among them that lacked. Now we're talking about a big church. Thousands have been saved and people are being saved daily. You mean you got a church, 10,000, 20,000, and there's not one person in that church that is needy? Is that the will of God? Can God do that for us? Can He get this whole church family, as big as it'll ever get, can He get it to the place where not even one? Oh, come on, that's not excited enough. You and I got to be more excited about this. What do you mean? If you believe it, it excites you. Let me read this to you from the Amplified. There was not a destitute or a needy person among them. For as many, for, how did this happen? For as many as were owners of lands and houses proceeded to sell them. Now usually when you say that, people get quiet. And they go, well, that's nice. And they have no concept for me to do it. It does us no good to read these things. We're unwilling to do them.
Thank you, Lord.
That were owners. And you got to back up a little bit. Now you shout. They were owners of what? They were not renters of efficiencies. They were owners of houses. And lands. You got a nice house here in Branson. You got a vacation home in Florida. You got a ski place up in Colorado. Huh? You got your cabin in the woods in Arkansas. Huh? And the Lord deal with you. Why don't you sell that ski place and put that money into some people's lives? You still got four homes. Come on now, come on. This is you, this is me. So you liquidate that 20 acres. You still got 40 over here and 10 over here and 100 over here. But you sell that plot because the Lord dealt with you too. And you take care of some folk.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Yeah.
And if everybody in the church is blessed like this, and everybody's doing this kind of thing, you can see how that quickly and easily it come to the place where there is not even one who lacks. Everybody's taken care of. And the person that had to be helped 3 years ago just sold one of their houses this year to help somebody else. Why? Because you don't stay there. You were there, but you're not there now because God's brought you up. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Can you see this? Can you get a vision of this happening? This is not just something to read about long ago and go, isn't that something? This is for today. God is just as big today as He was then. Faith works the same today as it did then. Can this happen in Branson, Missouri? Can it happen right here with Faith Life Church? God blesses us and blesses us and blesses us, and we are free hearted and we're compassionate and we're not selfish, and we sow to each other and bless each other and help each other. You got to be aware there are times when you'll find out about something. And don't just think, well, isn't that something? No, why did you know about this? Why did you come to find out about that they are behind? Because most of the world, you're not aware of what's going on with them. The Bible said, love your neighbor nearby as yourself. There are people that you're going to come across their path. You're going to find out things. God's going to let you be privy to information. And you got to ask yourself, why do I know this? Why did I find out about this? And realize again and again, it's time for me to do something. Not call somebody. Not notify somebody. Time for me to do. Do something. Act on it. Hallelujah. Now go to 2 Corinthians. We'll close, I think. I'm stirred up. God's got a plan for us, doesn't he? Oh, it's a good plan. And if you have a strong ministry of ministering to the poor, it's because you ain't. Did you get that? Did you get that? Because you ain't. 2 Corinthians 8. Oh, what a wonderful word right here. 2 Corinthians 8. Verse 9. He said, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. What's God's will for us? Rich or poor? Or just in the middle somewhere? Now, rich. Rich. Listen to the New Living. He said, you know how full of love and kindness our Lord Jesus was. Though he was very rich, yet for your sakes, not for his own, he became poor so that by his poverty he could make you rich. Was he made poor? Yeah, they stripped him of even the clothes that he had and hung him on the cross. He became poor, why? So that we could struggle? No, 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 so we could be rich. Do the poor have to stay poor?
No.
No, God changes your situation and now you become an instrument of him to change somebody else's situation. Right? And we believe it and we preach it and we practice it and we tell people, no, you don't have to stay down. You don't have to stay broke. You can come up.
Amen.
Here's something to help you get started.
Yeah.
Now, don't eat all of it. Sow some of it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're coming up.
Coming up.
He's making us rich.
Making
no more poor.
No more.
Making us rich.
Making
and what did he say? He brought that whole church of we're talking about at least scores of thousands. Big church here we're talking about. Thousands got saved in one day. And then another day, thousands more. You add that, you know, to what was happening daily. This is a big church. And there was not one among them that lacked, that was poor. Stand on your feet, why don't you?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Alms, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102J. That's R1102J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.